Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
What is it about?
It's about present I'm sorry? It's about environmental issues in the state of Minnesota.
Just kind of make it quick.
Okay.
How long is it going to take?
Probably about 7 minutes at the most. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your opinion?
Taxes?
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
I don't know. I can't say. I'm more spiritual than political or anything like that.
Okay. Fossil fuels, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. Any of those ring
probably
a bell?
Probably overpopulation. I don't know.
Overpopulation? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And what is your opinion about Minnesota? What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The winters are too long. That's about it.
Okay.
I've been living in Minnesota most of my life. If I didn't like it, I'd move.
Okay. Okay, so what do you think is the biggest issue facing Minnesota at this moment?
Probably our president.
That's
the United States. That affects us.
Yeah, thank you. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Agriculture and farming, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I feel bad for the farmers, if that's what you're talking about, because they're getting wiped out. They're getting pushed away, you know, sort of becoming extinct or becoming lessened. That's an issue. I just noticed it, because I'm rural. I'm not a farmer, but I have a lot of friends that are. So, but they're getting older, too, so it's like...
But when it comes to environmental performance... When it comes to environmental performance, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, fair.
Fair, okay. What about when it comes down to refining? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Refining what?
Everything. Wood, plastic.
I don't think they're doing a very good job, but they're trying. What can you do? There's a lot of it. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you think they're doing Do you think they're
doing
excellent?
Okay.
Good?
No, oh, they're not excellent.
Just fair?
Excellent, but they're trying. Fair, yeah.
Okay. What about when it comes to mining?
I don't know much about it.
Okay.
That's what it's average.
Okay.
Because I don't know much
about
it.
Okay. What about when it comes to electric utilities?
At least that's fair.
Fair, okay. What about medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing, as far as technology in the medical field?
No, everything that has to do with medical service.
I think that's pretty good, actually.
Good, okay. Thank you. What about forest products?
I think that seems pretty good to me, too.
Thank you.
The earth is a concern of mine, and it seems pretty good.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies, groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job at managing natural resources
fair.
In Minnesota?
I'm just going to say fair.
Okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Let's go fair, because I'm not a big critic. I don't know much. Fair.
Okay. What about the county land departments? Fair as well?
Lower.
Four?
That's the next one down, yeah.
Four, okay.
Like the roads
what about
and stuff?
Yeah.
Talk about the roads? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What about the U.S. Forest Service?
I think that's fair.
Okay. What about the environmental groups?
Fair.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood, paper, manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I think it's pretty important. It's about,
that would be
it's
very
about,
or somewhat?
Yeah. Well, I'd say very.
Okay, thank you.
As
how significant?
As far as, like, cutting trees down, I don't think that's good.
Okay, we're about to get
so
to that part.
Okay.
Okay. How significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say it's somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I'd say fewer than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer. Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Well, oh, that's hard to say. If they don't start, you know, keep planting them,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at this moment, they're okay for now. You're asking,
okay,
you're
so,
asking me a hard question.
Okay. So, but as for right now, you think they have, they do have enough trees?
Right now, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say it has a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I think it has a negative impact. I would.
Okay.
I'm thinking it would be.
Okay. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
I don't think it's possible for it. It will affect. It will affect it. You know,
okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas? Yes or no?
I'd say no.
Okay, thank you.
Do not.
So, yeah, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I think I said no, didn't I?
Yeah. No, I thought you were trying to say something else, and I had interrupted
no.
you.
No, I'm my throat. I was clearing my throat.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood, paper products? Yes or no?
Sure, yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Well, you know what? It sounds like a good plan to me to use that waste for electricity. It sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, so that will
to
be a
use
yes?
It, right? Yes.
Yeah, to use it for that purpose, for electricity.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you,
if that's possible.
Do you feel that it's, okay, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Using whole trees for electricity. All I'm thinking
yeah.
of is I have people in my neighborhood that use trees to heat their house. You know, they burn wood to heat up their home. They have a wood system. Whole trees. I just hate to hear, you know, hate to hear about them cutting down all the trees. That's all.
Okay, so that will be a no?
I don't, yeah. I don't know what
else
they do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry, yes or no?
No, I don't pay much attention to that, really.
Okay. Do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
No, okay, thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you think it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I believe it's, I'm thinking significant the way you stated it.
Okay, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding, trained, and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making a $1 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. This investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Do you support or oppose?
I will not support right now with money, if you're asking me for money. Okay.
No, I'm not asking for money. I'm just trying to get your point of view on that.
Yeah, I would support that, but I'm not going to give any money today. That sounds kind of weird, but
no, it's not about money. No, thank you. I'm going to read a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
For producers of mills?
Producers and mills.
Training
and
people?
Mills.
Training
people,
people,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What about to increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous migrant, and minority communities? Will you support or oppose?
If they're citizens, I support it.
Okay. Now, what about to work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Will you support or oppose?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. What about to get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Will you support or oppose? Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Finally, These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical or grade school, some college, college graduate or graduate degree?
I had a little college, but technical. High school, a little college, technical.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50?
70.
Okay. Okay, thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town. Small town. I live rural out of a small town.
Okay, thank you. Is your household annual income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75,
below
75 to 100?
Below 25,000.
Okay. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
I think I'm rather liberally progressive, whatever that means.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. In which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, student, or not employed?
Well, I'm not employed now, but I was a servant and a hairdresser, whatever that is.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your gender, and with all due respect, do you consider yourself female, male, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to let you know that I really appreciate your time and answer every single question with your opinion. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Enjoy. Thank you. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.